This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has strongly condemned the deliberate attack on a Hindu temple in Canada. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that cowardly attempts to intimidate countries' diplomats are equally appalling. He asserted that such acts of violence will never weaken the country's resolve. Mr. Modi called on Canadian government to ensure justice and uphold the rule of law. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the first Asian Buddhist Summit in New Delhi today. This two-day summit beginning today will celebrate the rich heritage of Buddhism. It will feature esteemed Sangh leaders, scholars and practitioners from across the continent. The summit aims to foster dialogue and understanding while addressing contemporary challenges faced by the Buddhist community. The Ministry of Culture, in collaboration with the International Buddhist Confederation, is organizing this summit to honor Buddhism, an ancient tradition that not only flourished within its borders but also spread to various countries. The theme of the summit is the role of Buddhism in strengthening Asia. Indian Railways is operating around 22 festival special trains today, originating from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country. These include special trains to Saharsa, Jayanagar, Patna, Muzaffarpur, Gorakhpur, Darbhanga, Secunderabad and Malda town. According to the Railways, 145 special trains are being operated from 2nd to 8th of this month to ensure smooth travel during Chhath Puja. The railway is facilitating the movement of an additional 2 lakh passengers daily, ensuring seamless travel for millions of devotees during the festive season. In Jharkhand, ruling and opposition parties are making allegations and counter-allegations to garner the support of the people. BJP's Jharkhand election co-in-charge and Assam Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma alleged that Chief Minister Hemant Soren protects Bangladeshi infiltrators for vote bank. On the other hand, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren accused BJP of hatching conspiracy against his government since he assumed power in 2019. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is scheduled to address election meetings in Ranchi and Lohardaga, while UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will campaign for NDA candidates in Jamshedpur and Kodarma. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will seek vote in favour of INDIA bloc candidates at rallies in Mandu and Kanke. Mumbai Police Commissioner Vivek Fansalkar has been given the additional charge of Maharashtra Director General of Police by the state government. The move comes after incumbent DGP Rashmi Shukla was transferred on election commission orders. Ahead of the November 20 assembly polls, the election commission yesterday directed the state government to transfer Ms. Shukla, the first woman DGP of Maharashtra, with immediate effect following complaints from political parties. The poll body directed the Maharashtra Chief Secretary to hand over Shukla's charge to the next senior-most IPS officer in the state. The United States will go to polls today to elect a new president. Republican nominee and former President Donald Trump and Democratic candidate and Vice President Kamala Harris are locked in a tough fight for the top post. As the country has multiple time zones, polling in the U.S. will begin today between 5:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Most polling stations in the country will close between 5:30 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. Indian Time tomorrow. Results of the elections are expected as polling closes, but it will take days before it is known who will be the next U.S. president. In tennis, India's Ritwik Chaudhary Bolipalli and his partner Francisco Cabral of Portugal have advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals in the Moselle Open in France. Bolipalli and Cabral progressed to the quarterfinals after their French opponents Arthur Cazaux and Harald Mayotte withdrew from the match, granting them a walkover. The Indian-Portuguese duo will next face the top-seeded pair of Santiago Gonzalez of Mexico and Edward Roger Vasselin of France in the quarterfinal on Thursday. And in soft tennis, India's Tanushree Pandey has clinched the silver medal at the World Soft Tennis Championship at Jingshan in China. She faced a defeat against Chiang Min-Yu of Chinese Taipei 3-4 in the under-21 women's singles final yesterday. Earlier, Tanushree triumphed over her Japanese opponent 4-3 in a fiercely contested semi-final match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.